Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The 2026 legislative session has come to an end. Minority Leader Mark Johnson says if Republicans were in control, things would look much different and the focus would have been on the needs of Minnesotans, but instead Democrats.
They're more focused on making sure that the government is well-funded, that their agencies are well-funded, that they have people, lots and lots of people working for them.
DFL House Leader Zach Stevenson is disappointed Republicans never allowed the bill to ban assault weapons to come up for a vote.
At the same time, the session ends with a few major disappointments, including our failure to act on gun violence in a meaningful way, and our failure to take actions to curb the abuses of ICE.
Fire crews continue battling a growing wildfire east of Breezy Point in Crow Wing County that has now burned 1,666 acres and is 20% contained. The Flanders fire started on Friday and remains under investigation. Officials say limited rainfall overnight kept conditions active as nearly 140 personnel continue suppression efforts across the fire zone. The Stewart Trail wildfire north of Two Harbors is now 62% contained as firefighters continue making steady progress on the 355-acre blaze. Crews spent Sunday strengthening containment lines, extinguishing hot spots, and monitoring flare-ups caused by shifting winds. A man from northeastern Minnesota is accused of shooting at a fire bomber plane that was assisting with a wildfire near Orr. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office says 48-year-old Daniel Pettit was arrested Sunday night at his home in Portage Township. He's jailed pending reckless use of a firearm, second-degree assault, and felony criminal damage to property charges. The aircraft was hit while scooping water from a lake on Friday night. The pilot wasn't hurt, but there was damage to the plane. In other headlines, the pain at the pump is being felt on both sides of the counter in Minnesota as soaring fuel prices impact consumers and gas station owners alike. Lance Klatt, executive director of the Minnesota Service Station Association, says some drivers are cutting back on fill-ups and...
Instead of going in buying that 20-ounce, bottle of soda or buying that candy bar, or buying something else in the store, they're deciding not to do that. And instead of putting $40 of fuel in their car, they're conserving a little bit and only putting in $20. They're trying to figure out what their next moves are.
Klatt says higher fuel prices definitely disrupt a station's cash flow. One person was injured after a vehicle struck a deer on Interstate 94 near Fergus Falls Sunday night. The State Patrol says the eastbound vehicle hit the deer around 9:15. 40-year-old Garrett Pilarski suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to the hospital for treatment. The driver and another passenger were not hurt in the crash. This is MNN.